Good afternoon, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and open up the Senate Judiciary Committee. Today, we have two bills that are on for hearing, public hearing. Currently, we do not have a quorum because of, I'm not sure exactly where two of our members are, but the other one had a meeting with the governor. And so what I'm going to go ahead and do is open up an informational hearing that will allow us to take testimony and put that into the record. And then we will, if necessary, come back and schedule these two for work sessions after today if we don't have a quorum before we end today. So with that, let me go ahead and start with HCR 203. Shauna, are you doing this one?
I sure am. Good afternoon, everyone. Chair Przanski, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Channa Newell. HCR 203 comes to us from the House Rules Committee, where it passed with 8 aye votes, 2 excused, and was adopted on the floor on the 9th. It recognizes Deputy Kelly Fredenberg for his service to the state of Oregon. Deputy Fredenberg was born and raised in Salem, Oregon, and served in law enforcement for over 8 years. On June 16, 2007, he was in his patrol car responding to a call of dispatch when another car crossed the center line and collided with his, and he died on the scene. He is survived by his wife and 2 children.
All right, thank you. We have one individual that's currently signed up to give testimony, Eric Ladd. Eric, why don't you come on up? Is there anyone else who will want to give testimony today on HCR 203? Thank you for being here today.
Thank you, sir. Chair Przanski, members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, good afternoon. For the record, my name is Eric Ladd. I'm the Enforcement Division Commander for the Marion County Sheriff's Office. And thank you for your time to hear our request for a law enforcement memorial on Highway 99 to be dedicated to Deputy Kelly Fredenberg, who died in the line of duty on June 16th of 2007. Kelly was an outstanding member of our office. He was a career-minded, diligent worker who dedicated to making citizens and visitors of Marion County feel safer about this community. Kelly started his career in law enforcement with the Polk County Sheriff's Office in March of 1998. He was hired by our office in June of 2006 and quickly became known throughout our office. Kelly had friends in each of the divisions, and it is often said that he was a great teammate. Kelly was a dedicated family man and father. He touched so many lives before losing his, doing what he felt was his calling and service. Kelly lost his life while responding to cover another officer who was being assaulted. He died being a hero, even though he would never have said that. Both the Marion County and Polk County Sheriff's Offices and Kelly's family would be honored to have part of Highway 99 at milepost 36 dedicated to the memory and service of an outstanding and very much missed member of this profession. We would like to extend our sincere appreciation to Representative Andy Olson and his staff for helping bring this request forward for your consideration. Thank you.
All right, thank you. First, I'm going to ask if there's any questions. And just for the record, my understanding, what we're going through is the procedure that's necessary to actually identify a portion on this particular highway so it can be memorialized. And I assume there will be signage that will be salt or placed there?
Yes, sir.
All right, any other questions or comments for the record? All right. And is there anyone else who wanted to give testimony today on HCR 203? Not seeing, I'm going to go ahead and close the public hearing, open a work session on House Concurrent Resolution 203.
Mr. Chair, I move House Concurrent Resolution 203 to the Senate floor with a due adopt recommendation.
All right, Senator Cruz moves House Concurrent Resolution 203 to the floor with a due adopt recommendation. Is any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to extend to either Senator Winters or Senator Courtney the opportunity to carry the bill. If neither of them are available, the chair will carry. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So that brings us to our last bill that we have scheduled for public hearing and possible work session. So I'll go ahead and open up a public hearing on House Bill 4024.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4024 comes to you from the House Interim Judiciary Committee, removes the sunset from House Bill 2207 of the 2009 session so that after January 1, 2014, the Metropolitan Service District, including the Oregon Zoo, will be able to use criminal registry of the Child Care Division of Oregon Employment Division to do background checks on employees and volunteers.
All right, thank you. I have one person scheduled to give testimony, and I'm assuming the first name is Mary.
Yes.
In the row.
Yes, that's correct. Good afternoon. My name is Mary Rowe, and I'm the Human Resources Director for Metro. Also here today is Kathleen Hines from the Child Care Division. I'm here today to speak in support of House Bill 4024. This is a very simple bill that merely lifts the sunset on legislation passed unanimously by both houses of the legislature in 2009. At the time, Senator Cruz carried the bill on the Senate floor, so thank you, Senator Cruz. That legislation, House Bill 2207, allowed Metro to use the Central Background Registry administered by the Child Care Division of the Oregon Employment Department to conduct background checks on applicants for jobs at Metro that involved direct, unsupervised access to children. We wanted to use the system to protect children at the Oregon Zoo, where 4,000 children a year participate in zoo camps, conservation internships, and other youth programs. I've distributed a piece of testimony from Kim Smith, the director of the Oregon Zoo, also in support of House Bill 4024. The legislation requires us to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the Child Care Division and to pay the full cost of using the registry. We entered into that agreement 2 years ago in February of 2010, and by all accounts, it's working well for both parties. Our partners at the Child Care Division are here today, as referenced, in case you have any questions for them. The cost of each background check has actually proven to be lower than originally anticipated, and at any rate, we are paying the full cost and feel like the protection this system provides to children in our care is well worth the price. House Bill 4024 passed the House 59-0 last week and has no opposition. I urge you to send it to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Thank you very much, and I'm available to answer any questions you may have.
All right, thank you. Before we take any questions, I should have asked, is there anyone else who wants to give testimony today on House Bill 4024? All right, not seeing anyone. Questions?
Mr. Chair, just comment. I'm glad it's working, maybe even better than anticipated.
Yes, very much so.
All right, any other comments or questions? Thank you very much for coming forward today. I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 4024, open the work session on House Bill 4024.
Chair, I move House Bill 4024 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Right, Senator Cruz moves House Bill 4024 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. And
Senator Cruz carried it since he was his original bill.
Since
I was going to offer, but then I realized
what I was going to suggest or ask is if Senator Cruz, if you'd like to carry it, since you carried the first one, would be I think very appropriate. If not, we'll find someone from the metro area to cover it.
Well, I like carrying metro bills, so
that's what I was thinking. All right, so Senator Cruz will be our carrier, and we'll show that Senator Courtney, we've just voted on two bills. Would you like to go on record?
Yeah, I would.
Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of allowing Senator Courtney to vote on House Bill 4024 and HCR 203.
Senator Cruz moves that the rules be suspended for the purpose of allowing President Courtney, who had another meeting that he had to attend, to be able to vote and cast a ballot on the two bills that we already passed, House Bill 4024 and HCR 203. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
Did you tell him he's carrying it?
Senator?
Yes.
How would you vote on House Bill 4024?
I vote aye.
And on HCR 203?
I vote aye.
And that will be registered in the records. And what Senator Dingfelder was referring to is on the memorial, which is HCR 203, I had put on the record that we were going to see if you or Senator Winters wanted to be the carrier, since the deputy who was killed was a Marion County deputy. And if you would like to do that, since you're part of the committee, we'll ask that you do so. Or if you'd like to extend that out to Senator Winters first, we can do that. I am the fallback.
This isn't a trick question.
What did you say to me?
Do you want to carry this?
Do you want to carry this?
HCR 203?
Well, if you want me to, I'll do whatever you want me to do, Chair. If you want me to do it, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
I think it would be appropriate. Member of the committee from Marion County to carry the...
That's why I was going to say either him or Senator Winters, and since Senator Courtney is part of the committee, we'll have Senator Courtney on as the carrier. Is there any other order of the business for us? I guess we are... At this point, currently scheduling for Friday afternoon, we have only one bill that is, will be assigned or just was assigned to the committee that we could be hearing. We may delay that and wait until Monday, depending on what other flow of bills we have coming our direction. So please stay tuned. I'm not sure if we currently have a scheduling. Pam, do we actually have that scheduled? Please check. We'll have to have it posted by 1 p.m. tomorrow since we're still on 24-hour notice. And so we'll know, everyone should know by tomorrow at 1 whether we will be meeting on Friday or we'll be delaying until Monday with other bills. Thank you very much. We're adjourned.